Time is 6 p.m., and I would like to call to order the September 10th, 2025 meeting of the McKinney Armed Services Memorial Board and confirm that a quorum is present. We have Colin Kimball is present, Shane Alsey is present, Seth Norton is present, Carly McCall is present, Guy Green is present, and Dave Hope is present. So we have a quorum. We'll move on to our first order of business. Do we have any requests to speak on non-public hearing agenda items? Nope. Okay. Move on to our consent items. Item number 25-3133, minutes of the McKinney Armed Services Memorial Board meeting of August 13th, 2025. Do I have a motion to approve?
I make a motion to approve.
Okay. Guy makes a motion to approve. Colin seconds. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. Reports. Item number 25-3134, which is reports. Any reports from board and liaison reports? Okay. Board chair, I did bring the earth, the sand, to Colin from Mexico. So we have that for the memorial. Then anything from McKinney Parks and Recreation?
Yeah, just a quick update. If you recall, the we were working with the DAR group and putting in a monument and stuff like that. So I believe we're on track with that one. You may or may not have known that at some point the HOA had installed a sign at the Veterans Memorial. As part of their initiative to upgrade a lot of things in their park, in their area. We did not approve that, and we told them to remove it immediately, which they did, because it so happens to be the same location as where the DAR plaque was going.
Oh.
So there's already some excavation done there, which is good. So we reworked it a little bit. We poured a little concrete pad, and we're waiting to put that monument up there as part of that to finalize everything with that. I believe they want to do a kind of a ceremony event, bring up whatever dignitaries they want to do for that. No conflict with anything that we're doing with the board. In October, mid-October, they'll be doing that. And so that's going as smooth as possibly at this point as can be. But I just want to give an update where we are on that one. As for the other Corporal R.D. Foster plaque and stuff that we're putting together, I understand there's some new dates that have been pushed around here. I think October 4th, correct me if I'm wrong, was the time where they're going to have some people come out and do kind of an informal gathering and stuff like that. So we're going to try and make sure we get that pad poured before that time and the plaque put in. Coordinate with you to put in the dirt and the sand from all the other things. Yep, so we will make sure that we're getting that in. So we're going to streamline that. We're going to wait a little bit longer, but now that we got these dates put out there, we'll streamline a little bit sooner, get that in, keep everyone involved on that. That's it for updates.
Yeah. Let me know when you're going out for the pouring or whatever. That'd be great to kind of attend if I can.
We won't have an official meeting. We'll all stand at opposite ends.
We can't talk to each other, but we can view it. anything from the city of McKinney proper? I don't believe so. Okay. Discussion items. Item number 25-3135. This discussed 2025 Veterans Day ceremony. I'll go through the checklist we have. I know, Colin, you probably have an announcement you want to make from what I heard a second ago. We'll get to that one. We are good for Mayor Cox. Confirmed, great. Guest speaker, Honorable Alan Clark. Confirmed. Park setup, of course.
No. What? No. John Roach.
Alan Clark. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
We did comments on John Roach. Yeah.
My mistake. So it is Honorable John.
Yeah.
Judge Roach will be speaking. Park setup, obviously, I know McKinney Parks has this every time. Choir National Anthem, Colin, anything with Cindy?
Cindy, who runs the choir, has made a request. They have a special rendition of America the Beautiful, and they would like to include that. She gave us the option of either removing America the Beautiful. Well, wait a minute, that's the same. No, yeah. God Bless America. I guess we sing. Or if it's our desire, we can just add this new song to the lineup. Maybe an extra 5 minutes.
Patriotic songs.
Yeah. And they've got to practice it, and I've just delayed getting back with her until we can discuss it. So,
as long as we can get that recording or rendition that she wants us to play, we can. I assume she's gonna want the backup music for that.
Okay.
And then we can play that over the audio for her.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I'll just go ahead and let her know that she can add it to the lineup.
Sounds good. All right. Invocation will be Jim Nichols from VFW Post 2150. He is confirmed. Color Guard, how are we looking on that, Colin?
I know I haven't talked to Gunner directly, but I know that there's kind of a standing order, and so I will notify him when I get home tonight, and I don't see any issues there. They're always very willing.
All right. Mark will be the flyover air boss.
Yeah, I talked with Mark, and he said that he's already had contact with him, and when he gets back from his trip, that he will take care of it. He said everything's really set up, so he asked me to bring that up today.
Thank you. And then Bugler, Colin, I think you were just talking about
that. So the sheriff's office has gone through a big budget cut, and they are not doing any, they're not providing any honor guard services. However, the Officer Johnson, who plays the bugle, and he actually plays it, it's not a recording, has his own bugle, and he has volunteered. So we will have him, and we'll just list him by his name, and I think he's a member of the American Legion.
Okay. So. Officer Johnson. All right, thank you. That's good. Appreciate that actually immensely for him. We send in the emails to the volunteers and the Daughters of American Revolution coming up. Get that out. We do have a flyer. As you can see, it's in your packet. Any discussion on thoughts? And about the presentation of it.
But I like the memorial dedication statement, but the question is to the people, what is the memorial?
Yeah, so.
I'm wondering if we should define it as the Corporal R.D. Foster Memorial dedication to follow. Spell it out. That's just a thought.
We'd have to bump that down a line and just put it on top, but that could work also. If we spell out, people understand what it's for, because right now you're right, it's like, well, is it the whole Memorial Park that's getting dedicated?
Yeah, because it's like Memorial Day was in May.
Yeah. I definitely said. Any other thoughts on that from anybody? Spelling it out, or because. If you don't, like, I don't know if anyone's going to know what that means, honestly.
I just think that it's probably going to be conceived as Memorial Day ceremony on Veterans Day.
Yeah, that's kind of, the other thing you could put maybe memorial marker dedication.
Right.
So that they realize, oh, there's something new.
Which do you land on? That way I can take that back to marketing communication.
Let's do the R.D. Foster memorial dedication to follow.
Corporal R.D. Foster.
Yeah, Corporal R.D. Foster. That kind of spells it out, explains a little bit. It looks like we have room to do that. Let's adjust things a little slightly lower and then add it up above it.
So then just the Corporal R.D. Foster memorial dedication to follow. No marker, just dedication to follow.
Yeah, I think that's good enough.
Dedication, yeah, is a good. That should give enough insight as to what.
All right. Sorry, I'm going to step in real quick. I'm just looking at this flyer from the marketing eyes. If we do that, which we're completely doing, it's going to look redundant on the location. So maybe we just move the location of it at a different, because it'll be Corporal R.D. Foster Memorial Dedication to Follow, and then the name of the park. So just want to talk through that so we can finalize the flyer. Maybe do we move, I mean, we can ship some things around so it's not repetitive.
Or we could be generic and say park namesake memorial dedication to follow.
I think you got to use his name if you're talking about, I think you got to use his name if you're talking about the memorial dedication. Yeah, I think you just move it or make it, you just call it the McKinney Veterans Memorial Park for this flyer. I don't know, you know. Are we doing it? Isn't this kind of the official naming of it too? Even though I know that the sign's been up, we never really did a official naming, right?
No, I think the mayor, we did that Memorial Day after.
Yeah, it was up.
Was it? Okay.
Or do we just put dedication to follow and simplify?
Yeah, it's more or less. I mean, but the word memorial by itself with dedication to follow is somewhat confusing.
Yeah.
A dedication to follow is also enough information.
Vague.
That's not confusing. It's just a dedication. And we can add something during kind of the opening saying, hey, there's going to be a dedication to follow for.
Or if you put memorial marker, that way it defines, oh, there's something.
Then we're not redundant.
Different.
Yeah.
Okay. That works too.
So maybe add the word marker in between memorial and dedication.
Yeah, or marker or monument. Maybe monument's better.
We will probably, what we'll do is we'll go back and come up with two options, send it out just for final so we can start advertising. If
yeah,
you guys
definitely.
Are good with that.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, thanks, Amy.
Great, thanks.
Good catch.
Yes, yes, yes.
Sharon, I hate to interrupt. I got to leave. My wife is having a problem going to the hospital, so.
I hope she's passed out in Walmart.
Good, something good must have been on sale.
All right, well, hopefully his wife recovers quickly. Guy Green had to leave during an emergency, but we still have enough for a quorum.
I do have another question on the dedication part of it, after the ceremony. There was discussion about putting some sort of drape or something over this.
I was thinking the exact same thing. And, you know, in Vietnam, they had these camouflage poncho liners. You guys call them whoopies?
Yes.
And I have one that my dad brought back. I don't know where it is. But if anybody has one of those, I think it'd be the perfect size.
Mine sits in my closet with the arms reach at all times.
Okay. Well, I think a whoopee would be the appropriate thing.
That'd be neat.
Because I was thinking the same thing. People will be there that will have seen it, but we still want to make it.
Yeah, if someone would like to supply that to us, we'll hold on to it. We'll drape it and everything.
Okay.
Make sure it's ready to go.
Shane has the poncho. Shane will provide the poncho liner. All right.
Is it camouflage or is it?
Done that. Any other input for? Well, I guess once that's done, we'll push out the marketing stuff, the rest of it, and then other contacts with the VFW, American Post, Legion Post 96, and the DAV. Obviously, we've got members of the VFW Post on the board. I'm sure Guy will bring it up in a meeting. I'll also send their commander an email. I emailed Legion Post 96 last time. I didn't get a reply, but that doesn't mean they didn't get it. Same thing with the DAV in Dallas. So I'll just grab that email I used last time and shoot out to them again with some updates, obviously.
Seth, if you want, you don't have a name there, you could put me in there because I'm out there rather frequently.
Sorry, we put Paul in there, Dave, Mr. Hoke for post 2150. Are you at the Legion also, or just the post 2150?
Well, I'm not a member of that Legion. I'm okay. A member of Legion Post 21, but I have a Legion membership, so I can certainly go there.
Yes,
come
you
out smelling right. Like an ashtray.
That is true. All right, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Certainly.
Any other comments for discussion on the Veterans Day ceremony?
What I propose is that by next meeting we have kind of like the run a show, so that would be in the program, so we can make sure and get all those details ironed out and have that ready to go. That's what I would.
Yeah, the flyer.
That's the only
the program.
Program.
Yeah, the program.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm guessing we should include the dedication on the flyer as well, at the bottom on the program.
Absolutely.
Or, program, excuse me. I was looking at the flyer. Okay. Begin. Okay. Now we're moving on to public comments regarding matters not on the agenda. Do we have any citizen comments? We do not. Any more comments from board members?
I don't know when we're supposed to have, but I'm officially got reappointed, even though I missed my in-person interview with the. I got an email from Emperor Strain or whoever the city secretary is. Do we know who else? I assume Mark got reappointed as well.
Oh.
Hey, you got reappointed?
I got reappointed.
How the hell did you get reappointed? Okay,
whatever. Yes, that's what I said.
Yeah, so do we know if we have anybody else new or?
We do have one new addition. I don't have the name with me, but I can supply that. Colin was recommended for reappointment. I was sitting in there, and thank goodness, just because of the connection with Artie Foster and the history, they felt it was very important to keep that him a part of that. So we appreciate your willing to serve again.
When do we get to renegotiate the salary?
We will double that pay for you.
I did have one comment as well. When we were going through some storage, we found some coins. Marty has them to pass down. They just say Veterans Memorial Park in McKinney, and November 11th, 2011. We're not, none of us were here at that point. So Colin or anyone I thought might have an idea of what they were and what you'd like us to do with them. Thank you.
Those coins were issued when they dedicated the memorial. And there is a collection that Ryan was keeping, and I would periodically ask him for some because I like to give them to the cadets that are doing the honor guard. And so if you have some, you can bring them to the event and we can distribute them to the young kids that, as a token of our appreciation.
Perfect. That was kind of our assumption, but just wanted to confirm. I do have a box here today, so I can give you some now, or I can hold on to them. We'll continue to hold on to them for you to give out at future events.
Yeah, you can hold on. I've got a few at home as well. I think I have one in my car, actually. But
okay, perfect. That was all. Thank you.
I do have one other comment. I think you've been sending me emails about a gentleman over in the Fort Worth area who has a record of one of our fallen warriors from Vietnam.
I believe Kara might have sent that email because she took the phone call, but I do know what you're referring to.
I have reached out through relatives that I find on Find a Grave, and I have run into a dead end. But apparently he and his newly married wife met together in Hawaii, and there were, I guess you could actually record, go into a studio and record a record album of the two of them talking. And so this guy bought this music collection or acquired this collection, and it's got this recording on there. And I'll keep trying, but might be a good thing to get into the History Museum, and be a good thing maybe also to make a digital recording. So I just thought I'd pass that on.
Do we know what the recording is of? Just him and his wife talking?
It's the two of them talking. I don't know, but I'm certainly it's a general audience material, but it probably gives some unique insight, you know, into the time and from a historic perspective. I think, you know, it needs to go someplace where it can be referenced.
All right. Oh. I guess we'll find out more information, make it a agenda item, and maybe if we get a recording copy, try to get a sample of it. All right, thank you. Any other comments from the staff? Okay.
He's got something. Yeah, so I was able to pull up who was assigned to this board, so I thought I would go ahead and clarify that. So, of course, Colin, we talked about Paul Reed, Shane, Mark, Melissa Simmons will be joining the board, as well as Jerry Blow. So those will be the two new board members. So,
okay. Thank you. All right. There being no more comments, I'm going to call for a motion to adjourn at 6:22.
Mr. Chairman, I call that we adjourn the meeting.
Do we have a second?
I will second.
Okay. Colin made a motion. Shane seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right, meeting adjourned.